Howdy, everybody. We have a new guest on air with us today. We've got Tylynn Bova, a nurse practitioner at Fallin Medical Complex, in the hot seat today, talking about a big topic. It's a big month coming up for Heart Disease Awareness Month here in February. So we're going to ask you a bunch of questions about some heart disease today. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Cool. Thanks for joining us. So let's just start out. First question up here on the docket. Let's start talking genders. Do women or men have more heart attacks?
So actually, men have more heart attacks. However, the ones that women have are usually higher risk. So men start having them around the age 65. Females are around the age 72. But a lot of females, there's a 20% chance that they'll die within 5 years of having their first heart attack, where men don't actually have that statistic.
Wow. And you know, talking about men versus women, I saw a comic the other day online, and it was a bunch of guys in line to get into heaven all holding snow shovels, you know? Yeah. And St. Peter was telling them, you guys got to stop shoveling snow in this condition. And I didn't understand the joke at first, but that's kind of a topical thing at this moment. Talking about heart disease in February, getting out there snow shoveling kind of can cause those problems. Yeah. So something I never really realized for living in our area, but something to be aware of out there.
Absolutely.
So speaking of some risks, what are key risk factors from heart disease?
So one of the big ones that you can change is your smoking status. Then if you have a history of AFib, hypertension, high cholesterol, so the way you eat plays a big part. Your activity level, if you're not very active, you're at higher risk. And then there's also the ones you can't change, so your gender, which we just talked about, and your race. If you're African-American, you're a lot, you have a higher chance of having a heart attack.
A lot of factors go into it, from genetics to, like you just said, I mean, even, yeah, it's kind of mind-boggling to think it comes down to genetics, race, all that, all gender, all plays an impact. So a lot of stuff to be talking to your physician about.
Absolutely.
And so what are the symptoms of a heart attack, and what are often overlooked? Like, sometimes people are like, I didn't even know that a heart attack was beginning. Okay. What is kind of the things that they've missed?
So the symptoms are a little bit different based on male and female. So if you're a male, you have the chest pain, the typical chest pain that goes up into your jaw or down your arm. You can get a little bit like sweaty or hot and feel like you're having some indigestion. Those are the big ones for males. Whereas females, they have those same symptoms, but sometimes their pain presents between their shoulder blades, or they're just super tired, dizzy, and nauseous. So sometimes we overlook that as females, thinking, oh, maybe we have the flu or something. But if you're older and you have the risk factors and you start getting dizzy or having some nausea, indigestion, you should probably go get looked at.
And can these things kind of appear and then go away for a bit to make you think, oh, it's that kind of all good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
absolutely.
So make sure, even if it goes away, still potential for some danger there.
Right. We prefer you come in when you're having the symptoms, but afterwards is fine too.
And I think you've already kind of touched on my next question I had for you here, talking about things that are the greatest impact to your heart health. You mentioned smoking and kind of your diet changes, being cognizant to the things you're eating and just kind of things you're ingesting into your body.
Right. So they say that if you quit smoking, within 1 to 2 years, your risk of having a heart attack goes down a good bit.
Wow. This one doesn't even take that long to get kind of cleaned up there.
Right. And then watching your cholesterol. I know it can be difficult here with the fresh fruits and vegetables sometimes, but we got to get those in still. And then they recommend 150 minutes of moderate physical activity for everybody a week.
A week. So does that count if I'm like right now ice fishing, I go out and haul my jet sled full of gear across the ice once a week, am I good?
No.
Dang it.
No, you need to get that heart rate up for at least a steady 30 minutes for it to count.
Okay, sweet. And then a last question I got for you, kind of I thought an interesting thing to touch on. Can you give us a kind of quick glance at the difference between cardiac arrest and a heart attack?
Correct. So cardiac arrest is when your heart completely stops beating. So you can be running and it just stops. Whereas a heart attack, there's a blockage in a vessel or artery somewhere, and it makes it hard for the rest of the heart to get oxygen. So you get tissue damage in your heart from decreased oxygen.
And are they both pretty much treated and prevented the same way, or what are the main differences between those?
So cardiac arrest, you have to start CPR. Whereas we can do interventions in the ER for a heart attack with medications and oxygen and get you sent off for a stent.
All right. Well, so a big day coming up here for the Heart Disease Awareness Month. Friday, February 7th is going to be Wear Red Day. So join the staff at Fallin Medical Complex. Everybody going to be wearing red out there to help bring awareness to heart disease, right?
Correct. And if you actually come into the office wearing red, you'll get a little token of appreciation from the staff.
Awesome. Sweet. All right. Again, that's February 7th, Wear Red Day, with the staff at Fallin Medical Complex. This has been Tylynn Bova joining us today, nurse practitioner at Fallin Medical Complex. And thanks for all your information today.
Absolutely.
I'll see you later.